This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Very recently, digital asset exchange have been in the news because the Securities Commission has sanctioned Binance from operating locally in Malaysia. This is largely because, according to the SC, Binance did not have the proper approvals from the capital markets regulator. While Binance operations may have been seized from Malaysia, we continue our conversation on crypto as an asset class. We continue our conversation on digital asset exchange. And of course, one important thing, whether or not investors should really think hard about this type of asset class investments in the first place. Because of this, I'm happy to have a Synergy, the 100% proudly Malaysian digital asset exchange operator here in this country. Kelvin Chua, the co-founder and managing director of Synergy, joins us. Kelvin, let's talk about your status, your regulatory status with the Securities Commission right now. Where are we at when it comes to the approvals for Synergy?
We successfully obtained our concurrence to go live actually on April Fool's Day of last year. So it was on 1st April of last year. And we've been operating now for slightly over a year now.
Now, of course, the process of gaining the regulated status from the SC is a rather tedious task, but an important one. And of course, what does it mean to be the only 100% proudly Malaysian DEX operator in this country?
To be honest, yes, we are proud, but we're also humble. I believe there was 20 over companies that applied for the license. I do not know how many of them were local, but when we got the conditional approval, obviously we were the only Malaysian company that got it. So it was a proud moment for us. But like I said, it's an experience that kept us humble.
We've asked this question to some of our guests, but I will ask you specifically, what is digital asset exchange? How does this facilitate investors to move about in terms of investing in this type of asset class?
Okay, to be honest, digital asset exchange is actually a crypto exchange. So when you trade with a centralized exchange such as us, besides earning trading fees, right, we're also a place where we KYC the customer. So when you come and trade with us, you have the peace of mind knowing that the counterparty of the trade is someone that has already been KYC'd through our system.
Digital asset exchange has gained a lot of traction in this country. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, I think people are looking for an alternative. And as most of us know, right, digital assets have really outperformed in the last 10 years. So one thing that we notice is when the price of, let's say, Bitcoin and Ether is soaring and reaching new highs, there's a lot of FOMO in the market. People fear missing out. And that's usually good for business. Now, I guess for Synergy, we are trying to show people that there's another way to actually trade this asset class. The traditional way is you essentially just buy and hold, right? In the crypto world, it's considered HODL. But we are actually trying to advocate people to trade the asset class. So for example, in Malaysia, you have three separate exchanges, right? And three separate exchanges that have three different pricing. So what you can now do is we are promoting arbitrage trading. So come in, take your Bitcoin, sell it at an exchange with a higher price and buy it back at an exchange with a lower price. And you'll find that you can actually create a secondary income by doing this so-called arbitrage trades.
The digital asset exchange trends is important for us to look at. What would be some of the trends that you can share with us when it comes to DEX trends in Malaysia and perhaps globally as well?
Yeah, to be frank with you, I think last year the number of signups in terms of new brokerage account and digital asset exchanges were actually quite similar. I was quite surprised. And I think that's because the DEXs, right, the digital asset exchange, we actually have a onboarding process that is fully digital. So unlike a traditional brokerage that you open an account with, you might still need to fill in some paperwork. But if you come to a DEX, you'll notice that the onboarding process from the moment you sign up and you do your two-step KYC to the point that you actually start trading, everything is fully digital. So the the onboarding process makes it extremely convenient for people to sign up for an account and begin their trading journey.
Kelvin, let's talk a little bit more about why the DEX business is actually a lucrative one. Why did you want to start up a digital asset exchange here in Malaysia?
Well, the number one, I think the in terms of trading income, right, in terms of the fees that we charge, it is actually no different from what the traditional brokers are charging. So I think in Malaysia, on average, the exchanges are charging around 25 to 50 basis points. So to give you an idea, that's about 0.25% to 0.50%. But I think what makes it interesting is that we are also collecting these fees in a form of Bitcoin, in a form of Ethereum, and not just MYR. So for example, like for us, since we started our business in 1st April of last year, we've actually not even cashed out any of the Bitcoin. So as you can imagine, those Bitcoins have actually gone up quite significantly in value, lah.
Some of the key movements that we need to understand is that crypto as an asset class is still new for investors. We want to know why investors should think about this asset class. But at the same time, we want to also know about some of the risks and returns associated with this. Do you think that investors are savvy enough to start investing in crypto?
Well, I definitely think that if you want to start your investing journey in crypto, you should really do it via a regulated DEX. The reason for that is because there's a lot of security measures that's put in place to protect the retail investor. For example, I can't share the ratio with you, but we keep a high amount of the digital asset in offline core wallets. So you can sleep better at night knowing that if we were to be hacked, a huge portion of those digital asset is actually not, it's untouchable by the hackers. And I think the trend that we see for crypto, it is pretty obvious. I think you can't say that crypto is not a risk-on asset. As we saw late last year when the stock market was having severe pullbacks because of the pandemic, crypto as an asset class also dropped, right? So to me, it is a speculative asset. However, this is also a new asset class that can allow you to do certain things like market making strategy, right? So if you think about arbitrage trading, it is actually a form of market making strategy. And the reason why you are able to do that in digital asset is because digital asset is also known as a decentralized asset. And because of that, there's no central authority that controls it, right? And if you can just put perhaps 1 or 3% exposure of your net worth into this asset class and explore doing arbitrage trading like what I've been saying here, I think you'll find that you can actually earn a pretty decent side income from doing this on the side. And, you know, this is the first market that have continuous trading, right? So the market never sleeps. You can always find a convenient time for you to trade. For me personally, I like trading at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, for some of us, I mean, if you're busy working on a workday, perhaps you can trade on a weekend. And even though in the Malaysian market, there's 5 digital assets that's approved for trading, Bitcoin alone is keeping me busy.
The MCO, the pandemic, has impacted a lot of businesses around the world, and particularly so, or more so here in Malaysia. Small businesses from micro SMEs to the SME size, as well as MNCs, have suffered in one shape or form or another. Has the MCO, has the pandemic impacted Synergy as a business?
The honest answer is no. I mean, of course, there are periods of the business where it can slow down. For example, after the Bitcoin price started tumbling sometime in April, May, obviously there's less interest because people think that, okay, the bull market's over. But if you look at our business from the moment we started in April until now, I believe in terms of asset under management, the total assets that we hold on behalf of clients, we are actually at the highest level of the business.
Yeah, my final question to you is this. Because the fintech space is actually quite broad and it's also quite diverse in terms of its offerings, how do you think the digital asset exchange has been gaining traction, and how does this fit into the fintech space?
That's actually a very good question. I think if you ask me, right, the uniqueness about digital asset is actually the underlying technology that powers it, right, which is the blockchain technology. And if you come to our office in Penang, one thing that you'll notice is that we don't have a back office. Now, I think we all know that if you go to a traditional exchange, the back office is usually the size of the trading floor. And this is why I believe digital capital markets 2.0 will be powered by the blockchain. And essentially, the crypto asset is just the beginning of that happening, right? If you think about crypto asset class as a whole, the entire crypto market cap is probably now about above $1 trillion. And if you think that digital asset could replace things like equities and even bonds, we're thinking about a market potential that could potentially go up to hundreds of trillions. So I believe this is just the beginning of the journey.
All right, thanks very much. That was Kelvin Chua, the co-founder and managing director of Synergy.